Well, hello again. This is Mace Haroff. Welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. I assume you're a medical sales professional. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. But if you're not, welcome. Hopefully, this information will be of some use to you. One of our listeners on the podcast asked a question via email and wanted to know some tips on selling a product or service to the C-suite that is not a high-ticket item, but paramount to good patient care. I don't know what category you fall into with respect to the products and services that you sell to a hospital or a clinic or any other area of healthcare, but I've encountered this oftentimes when I'm dealing with groups of people and companies who sell the healthcare where the particular item is not a high-cost item. One particular situation involved a company that sold a bandaging type of material, we'll call it that, relatively low cost, very important to patient care. But in terms of getting an appointment to discuss this with the CEO in the hospital or the CFO, very, very difficult. Why? Because CEOs and CFOs tend to invest their time in higher value activities than dealing with products and services that they consider to be a relative low percentage of the overall expenditures that a hospital makes. So let's answer the question, how do you garner the attention from these C-level executives when your product is not an MRI machine, it's not some multi-million dollar lab machine, it's a relatively small item, but you need to discuss it with them in order to move the sale into a more favorable position for whatever reason. Well, the first thing you got to do is think about who they are and what makes them tick. Everybody you sell to, everybody asks the question, whether they do it consciously or subconsciously, they ask the question, what's in it for me? I know this isn't anything new. It isn't anything earth-shaking, but people forget it all the time. So that CEO, that CFO, is asking the question, if I take time out of my busy schedule to invest it into meeting with someone who sells a relatively low cost item, which constitutes a very small percentage of the hospital's overall expenditures, what is in it for me? Unless you tell them and answer that question, it is probably not going to pop into their heads all by itself. You're going to have to provide some help with this. In fact, when you contact them to make the initial appointment or try to set up the initial meeting, you're going to have to tell them in very specific, tangible, and if you can, quantifiable terms, what is in it for them. I can't articulate that argument for you because I don't know what your product is. But if you're the CFO of a hospital, for example, what are you concerned about? Saving money. How do you save money? Well, you could save money by buying lower cost items. You could save money by buying items that will save time, overall reducing the cost of providing healthcare. You can save money by reducing risk. And if you could put any of these items into very specific, tangible terms and define a quantifiable number such that it is going to now be worthy of appearing on their radar screen, you stand a much better chance of getting the appointment. What won't get the appointment is if you say, hi, my name is Joe Smith. I sell Band-Aids to your hospital, and I would like to talk to you about how you could save 30%. They're going to have you blocked from ever calling them again, Joe Smith. So again, think about their particular position, their concerns, what keeps them up at night, and if you can offer a solution so that they will sleep better, they will meet with you. And don't be put off or think that just because you sell an item that doesn't constitute a large percentage of the hospital's overall expenditures that they won't be interested. Think about the big picture. What will happen if they don't use your product? What will happen if they continue to do what they are currently doing? What could it cost the hospital? What could it cost the department in terms of not only financial costs, but how about the hospital's reputation? Do you have any case studies or examples as to how a particular situation with a relatively low-cost item such as yours ballooned into some terrible media nightmare for a similar healthcare institution? You have to build your case. You have to deliver the pain. But remember, it's not going to happen on its own. And one last final hint. When you're talking to a business executive in a healthcare setting, don't try to make a clinical argument directly that it's going to produce better clinical results or that it's going to reduce infections. They don't think in those terms. They think in business terms. So whoever you're speaking to, if you're talking to the biomedical engineer, for example, he wants to make sure that your product is going to be safe from a biomedical engineering perspective. He's worried about his job and what will happen to his job if for some reason your product blows up and harms a patient and it was his job to prevent that from happening. Same thing in the C-suite. Know what their jobs are, address their concerns, and you will get the appointment. Maybe not every time, but you're going to be a lot closer to getting the appointment and making the sale. I hope this was helpful. It's my perspective. I would sure love to know what yours is. If you have any thoughts or comments, please feel free to post them on the blog page at medicalsalesguru.com, or you could send me an email with permission to post your blog, and I'd be happy to do it for you. Also, if there's anything that I could do for you, or if you have any other questions, send me an email to mace@medicalsalestraining.com, and I will try to address your question or concern on a future podcast. I also ask respectfully that you keep me in mind for any speaking or training engagements where you may be looking for someone who specifically addresses the problems that occur in the medical sales environment. That's who I am. That's what I do. And I'd love to talk to you about how I could do it for you and your organization. So let me leave you with the words that I do with every podcast. And it's most important. As you move through your medical sales career, regardless of where you are, a salesperson, a manager, or the CEO of a medical device company, remember that the patient must always come first. Nothing is more important than the patient. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.